Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of the Kind Mind Project, my friend. I am so damn thankful that you're here. So recently, I started something new over on my text list. In case you didn't know, I do have a text list where you are getting the first inside scoop of updates of the Kind Mind Project, but also I dropped some little pieces of honey hype over there, trying to give you some good words for your brain throughout the day. So if you're interested in joining the text list, go ahead and text me at 614-810-4536. You can text me whatever the heck you want. You'll be added to our text list. I do answer that personally. And I also started something new recently with the text list. I found that you are the kind of woman that is really interested in brief action steps that can get you closer to the place that you want to go. So we started something last week-ish called A Little Drip of Honey. And what I mean by that is some questions that I drop in your inbox to get you thinking in ways that you're not used to thinking. So last week, I asked you this. What is one thing that you are giving too much energy or attention to? And what is one thing that could use more of your energy or attention? And the responses I got kind of blew my mind. That is the most active the text list has been in a while, so that tells me that's something that you want more of, okay? But it also tells me that this is something that we need to talk about. The responses I got were, honestly, friend, they fell in some pretty profound themes. First of all, I found that you are spending way too much of your energy, giving way too much of your attention to the way that people think of you, other people's opinions of you. You are draining your energy bank on all of the ways that other people could perceive you, could judge you, could think of you differently than the way that you would want to be thought of. You're using a lot of energy over there. But you've also told me with your responses that that is something you want to give more energy to. You want to give more energy to being your authentic self rather than whatever the heck society wants you to be. And that you want to focus more on inner peace, your own inner peace, rather than the hullabaloo of the world and its expectations. Right? So many of these responses surrounded that theme, giving too much energy and time to things like self-image and the way that people think of us or other people's opinions and needing to be validated by them. It's wild. It's wild. So how do we get here? How do we get to this kind of a framework? Personally, I think we get too damn used to using our energy in ways that it is not profitable for us. What do I mean by profitable? We are giving energy to things that we cannot control. We're giving energy and attention to things that we cannot change. Energy and control. Both are things that I firmly believe we misplace often. You cannot change other people's opinion of you or direct judgment of you. You cannot control the thoughts that other people are going to have about you. You can't. I wish I could sometimes. I truly wish I could, but we can't. Right? But we can control the energy and effort that we put into our own inner peace, our own peace of mind. So the reason why I ask you what you are giving too much attention or energy towards, and what you want to give more energy and attention to, is because most of the time those two things are very much related. They're communicating with each other. They are 100% communicating with each other. The amount of responses I received that said, I want to give less attention to other people's opinions of me and more attention to my own opinion of me, is profound. That tells me that, one, you've found the right community, you're in the right place, and also that we're not alone in this train of thought, right? We are not the only person in the world that has tried to control the things that we can't control. But the bigger issue that I have with this frame of mind, the bigger thing that really strikes me and I know limits you, is the way that you're wasting your energy. We're wasting our energy. We are using so much of our energy bank to try and control the things that we will never be able to change. Now, here's the thing. I hate saying that we will never be able to change something. You know, that grinds me to the core. I hate it. I hate saying that there's something that we cannot change or something that we cannot do. But there is. I cannot change the entire world that I live in. I can only do my part. So when we zoom in and we look at the things that are actually worth our energy, I want to ask you sort of a follow-up to this drip of honey prompt that I gave you. What is one thing that you can change, that you do have control over, that is worth your energy? What is one area of your life where control and energy do actually live in the same space? It exists. It exists, but the things that like to get our attention, the things that like to get our energy, are so frustrating and so demanding of us because we cannot change them. So where do those two things live in the same space? In what situation right now in your life currently can you look at it and say, you know what? The energy I put into this, I have control over that. I have control over the outcome itself. And what areas are those two things true? Because here's the thing, what we give energy to, we will find. What we give energy to, we fuel, right? We give it power. I have one of you respond to the text list and say, you know what, I am giving way too much energy and attention to my inner mean girl. Man, are you giving her a voice. Man, are you putting a megaphone in front of her and allowing her to speak. You're giving her all of the control. With the energy that you put into paying attention to her, you're giving her all the control. Right? You said to me, you know, this inner mean girl is speaking louder and louder these days. And that's because we're letting her. We're putting too much energy into society's expectations, and that is fueling my inner mean girl's voice. Maybe that's expectations physically. Maybe it's how you show up in the world. Right? But you also told me, I want to put more energy and attention into loving the process of climbing towards my goals. My goodness, that's a beautiful statement. I want to put more energy and attention into loving the process of climbing towards my goals. Do you see how different that sounds? That is achievable. That is something I can manage. But saying, I want to control other people's opinions of me, or I want to know what other people are thinking of me, that's impossible. That's not achievable. Set yourself up for success. Set yourself up in a way that you have a goal that can actually be achieved or accomplished, right? Or something that can actually be done about. I had a honeyhead also respond and say, you know what? I'm putting way too much energy, paying way too much attention to this comparison game. Man, oh man, I feel you, my friend. I do. But you know what you're doing? You are bringing a big old magnifying glass on all of the people and success stories that you are not. And you're shining a light on their success that isn't helpful for you. you're shining a light on their story that glamorizes it, that says, you know what, this is this thing that is so far out of reach. You're painting a picture that's not going to make those goals achievable or motivating in any way. You're looking at those things and you're saying, man, it's out of my control, but damn, I'm going to waste a lot of energy looking at it. Instead of saying, you know what, that tells me that this is something that exists. That tells me that this is something that's achievable in this world. And also, I have control in what I do in order to get there. I have control in the amount of energy that I put in to the goals that I've set for myself. So you get to decide, my friend, you get to decide how you spend your energy. You don't have an unlimited amount of it. You sure as hell do not have an unlimited amount of energy, but you get to decide how that energy is spent. And you need to check yourself when it's on things that you cannot control, when it's on things that are never going to change, when it's on things that are not yours to decide. I think an even better question here that can really get us start to think about if we're spending our energy properly and productively, asking ourselves, is the energy that I'm putting in, is that for other people or is that for me? That's not a selfish ask. Is the energy that I'm putting in to myself, to my goals, is that solely for other people and their opinion of me and their judgment of me and their view of me? Or is it for myself, my genuine happiness, my genuine care for me as a person? Which one is it? Because I can guarantee if it is for other people, we're probably doing it in a way that's not truly serving us. We're probably doing it in a way that is afraid of what their opinion might be, what their projection or their judgment might be. When we find ourselves exhausted, you know, we can sit down and do a little energy analysis and ask ourselves, okay, where did I spend a lot of energy today? I can tell you today is a Sunday that I just got done working as a community-based therapist. So I was out working in people's homes, and was I giving energy to other people? Yes. Was it also for myself and my career and my future? Absolutely. Now, if I had said that my work today was for no one else but a partner, and it was hurting me, it wasn't fulfilling me, it was damaging me, then maybe we need to reanalyze the way that I'm spending my energy, right? At the end of the day, I encourage you to look at the way that you've spent your energy. What took a lot of energy out of you? Was it for solely other people? Was it for solely things that we cannot control or cannot change? If the answer to either of those is yes, we might need to do some reanalysis, right? We need to balance our energy give and take, right? The other piece of this too is, where am I getting my energy from? Where am I being poured back into? Because in the example that I gave of my work today, working in people's homes, I was given back to today. I was filled back up energy-wise from them today. Because that's a mutually beneficial relationship, right? I give my energy, I take some energy from them. Healthy energy relationship. Maybe you're sitting here thinking, man, I don't even know where I get my energy from. I am on a day-to-day running on empty, unsure of when I'm going to be fueled next. Maybe we need to look more at our energy intake, right? And we know that all of this is vastly changed by a change in perspective, by a change in focus. Maybe you need to refocus that lens a little bit and get us closer to the achievable things. I tell you this because I want you to set yourself up for success. I tell you this because I also don't want you running on empty every day. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. And I want to hear the answers, whether it be on the text list or in my Instagram DMs. I want to hear about the ways that you are spending your energy, that you're reanalyzing the way that you spend your energy, the ways that you're taking energy back in and fueling yourself back up, but also how you're switching perspective on what you can and cannot control. How is this shifting for you? How is this conversation started for you? I want to hear about it. In the meantime, I love you so, so damn much, and I will talk to you so very soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the Kind Mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.